Go ahead, Barbara.
But what happens when the Gulf empties and all those people go back? They don't go back the same, but they create I guess they're done.
They come forth.
And activate the body they already had that was dormant.
That's right.
Well, where is that body when they're...
No, that's what it is. Take that. The body that they dropped off gets reanimated when they come back from the guff. That's what he seems to be saying.
And you'll have a new body. It'll just be your body perfect with perfect cells.
And that's implied in the Bible, but they don't interpret it so magnificently.
Well, that's when they start talking about the resurrection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has this ever happened before, or will this be the first time the guff empties?
First time, darling.
Oh, cool.
For such a day as this. Now, it's an ongoing process. There is no time. So has it been dribbling in and dribbling out? Yes. But you'd know that the guff is absolutely increasing. Otherwise, you wouldn't have as many human creators on the planet that you do now, where they're not vast enlargements of the guff. You wouldn't be able to get that many meat-sackable creators on the planet.
So more beings or essences are created?
Darling, in 1900, how many human creators were on the earth?
I don't know, 2 billion?
And today there are approximately?
7 billion.
Well, sums up.
Okay, so just endless creating?
Expanding, not creating. It's expanding, darling. That's why your little ones come forth and they can program your IR remote control and you don't know what you're doing. But the babies
because they're bringing forth the
out of the womb.
They're getting the unmanifested stuff. They are coming back with
the
that
unrealized
information from the
creations concentrates their position of engagement.
Okay, here we come to a tricky point. These babies are coming in are not people leaving the guff and coming back here.
Correct. They are not.
Yeah, so you got some being born, new babies, but there are many people, like Ion said, the guff's been emptying for about 150 years since electricity became an environment with the telegraph. And so remember, Anna asked once, on a 1 to 10 scale, how much has the guff been emptied? Or is it emptied? And Ion said 80%. So the increase in the population of the planet over the last 100 years is due to people coming back from the guff.
That's exactly right. That's the other one, because there are folks dying every day. And they say, Ion, people are having babies. And we go, yes, and people are croaking. They're leaving their bodies. Oh, no. There's more people having babies than there are people croaking. And we go, well, let's just take an influenza outbreak, and well, let's just take this little thing and that little thing. What you find out exponentially is that it would work out to your population would become about the same, relatively speaking, because you had thousands of years where the population didn't go up or down much. Okay, and now all of a sudden, you're just exploding.
Are they being born, or are they coming here full-size, good to go?
Both.
Some of them.
Okay. Both, no limitation.
And the ones that are coming good to go, they're reanimating the body that they left.
They do, and some are leaving, taking their body with them when they go to another world, too.
The ones who left the guff come here and then leave.
They may.
Yeah. The point is you got a lot of eternal people walking around on the planet already, people who have actualized themselves. Now, that would be by default because they were pushed out of the guff.
It would be like gauging the population of a city by how many people are standing in Union Station at any given time.
What would be looked at that? The erroneous method?
Trying to gauge the ones coming and going and and outing and leaving and arriving and showing up and hanging over, hanging around, hanging out, hanging under, and everything a rabbit can do to a stump.
Yeah, too much movement to get the exact precision down.
Well, that's why they only do the census every 10 years. You'd think they have enough technology, they ought to know how many there are at any given moment, don't you think? So inning and outing, that's why they do the census every 10 years. Now, that's from the U.S.'s perspective.
Well, we have other people coming from other countries, too, though.
Well, it's not just other countries, darling.
Other worlds, yeah.
Yeah. So they are really, they were the original foreigners, then, wouldn't they be?
Who did you say the original foreigners were?
That are from other worlds.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
That
go ahead, Barbara.
Real legal.